As a software developer, 2026 for sure will be an interesting year, to say it like this, or maybe a frightening year, or maybe a year full of opportunities, depending on your situation and how you look at it. And if I take a look at the comments below my episodes, below my videos, it looks like we essentially have two main camps. The loudest camp, not just for me, but also for other creators or YouTubers, as far as I know, is the AI is a bubble or fad camp. The people that tell you that, oh no, it's yet another video about AI, and that essentially want to let you know that they can't wait for AI to disappear and how shitty the code is AI generates and all the stuff related to that. And I'll get back to that, no worries. The other big camp, of course, is, or the other loud camp, I should say, is the people that will tell you that AI will replace everyone and everything right now or within 6 months. Now, needless to say, I'm in neither of these camps. I, like most people, I guess, am right here in the middle of this spectrum. I can tell you, AI is clearly not something that will just disappear and will go back to the times before AI. From a developer's perspective, AI, of course, is here and profoundly changes the way we write or generate code. The days of handwriting all code are gone, for me at least, and I would guess for most developers, and companies clearly expect and will expect developers to be capable of working with tools like Claude Code or Codex or GitHub Copilot or Cursor or whatever else. And no, I'm not just saying that because I'm selling courses on these tools. Yes, I do sell them. If you want them, you find the links below the video. But I'm not just saying it because of this. It's instead the other way around. I'm creating those courses because these technologies are here to stay and they are important. I'm creating these courses for the very same reason I created courses on JavaScript frameworks back in 2019. Because these are the things you as developers need to be able to work with. And obviously, I want you to buy my courses. That gives me money. But in the end, it does not matter if you take my courses, someone else's courses, if you learn it all without courses, it doesn't matter. You need the skills to work efficiently with Claude Code, with Codex, and all these other tools. That is 100% clear. And if you're telling me that AI only generates shitty, buggy code, then you're doing it wrong. I'm very sorry to be that harsh. You're doing it wrong in that case. Now, important, super important. That does not mean that AI is flawless. That does not mean that vibe coding is the way to go, that you just throw one prompt at AI and it just goes there and does its thing and magically gives you a working, flawless, perfect app. By the way, that also isn't true for humans, but it's definitely not true for AI. Instead, it is all about steering and controlling the AI. That is the major skill you as a developer need to develop in conjunction to working with these tools. You must be able to efficiently use these tools, and with these tools I mean Claude Code and so on, and you must be capable of planning, of creating specs, assuring proper testing, etc. That is, in the end, your job, or what your job is becoming as a developer. Now, it is also more than these things. It is also, of course, or kind of related to assuring proper testing, I guess, it is also about code reviews. It is also about stepping in when AI struggles. That's all crucial. It's also all about making proper choices, and that's related to the steering part, regarding technologies to be used, regarding packages to be used. It's about providing the proper prompts and context and skills to AI. That is all super important. And your knowledge as a developer, your knowledge about the technology you're working with, about the framework you're working with, that all helps you. That is the great thing here, that your existing skills matter. Understanding what React is and how it works matters and will help you achieve better results with AI. And that's kind of the part a lot of people miss if they're in either of these camps. No, AI is not perfect. It is about combining your skill set with AI. But if you do that, you can get decent results. At least that has been my experience. Now, needless to say that this nonetheless is a super challenging and potentially frightening situation, because I totally get it. And I'll be very honest, I'm kind of in the same boat. The world, or the way we developers work, is changing drastically and very, very quickly. And I'm fully aware that I'm in a super privileged situation where I just create courses about something else and move on with my life, though it's not as easy as that, because I honestly enjoyed the process of handwriting code. And I know there are many people that would tell me that this doesn't make sense. It was always about building. Sure, maybe for you, but for me, the flow state you could enter when working on code, when writing code, was kind of magical. I did enjoy that. And of course, I can still do that as a hobby, kind of, but it doesn't feel right if I really want to build something, if I want to make progress, because I know that I would be faster and that I would be more efficient using AI. Maybe that is different for you. Maybe that is a skill issue from my side, but for me, that definitely is the case. But yeah, if AI wouldn't exist, I wouldn't be sad about it. But it is here. It is here. It gives us new capabilities. It can boost our productivity. And that does have big, big advantages and brings various opportunities to us developers. But it is a huge change that's happening super, super quickly. Now, not as quickly as some people will want to make you believe. And I created other episodes and videos where I talked about how I think the job market will become better for developers this year and that it actually already started getting better. I mean, I shared this in another video, but if you take a look at this software development job postings in the US, chart here, which is super depressing if you look at it long term, but if you focus on the most recent period, the most recent year, there clearly is an upward trend here. I did talk about that, and I think that will be the case, because I think as AI gives us a productivity boost and more capabilities, companies will want developers that can use AI to, well, take advantage of this productivity boost. And that's what I meant. AI does bring us advantages and opportunities, but of course, at the same time, it totally changes how we work. It, for many, like me, like myself, it changes, or it kind of removes the part you maybe enjoyed, and you have to find joy in this new way of working. And I'm doing that, but still, something is taken away from me. And that, therefore, definitely makes 2026 a year, yes, full of opportunities, full of potential advantages, but also full of potentially frightening stuff. And I totally get that. And that is why I totally get that there are many loud people in this camp here. Maybe you only had bad experiences with AI. Maybe it's worth another serious attempt using the latest models and tools like Codex with all these things I mentioned before in mind, with properly planning and steering and so on. Maybe it's worth another try, but yeah, maybe you'll stay in that camp, and that is fine too. But I think many people are also in that camp because they are afraid or overwhelmed, and I totally get this, because it is a lot in a very short time. And I remember that last year, 2025, people said at the beginning of the year that 2025 would be the year of agents. And I'm not sure if it really was. Sure, it became more and more of a thing, but the real breakthrough really only happened at the end of 2025, for coding at least. with the release of Opus 4.5 and like this magical, this perfect moment where better models or models that were better at agentic tasks and that were better at following instructions came together with tools like Claude Code or Cursor that of course also became much better over the year. It was that magical moment at the end of last year that for the first time for many of us, for me certainly, made coding agents feel way more powerful and useful than they were ever before. Sure, we all probably dabbled around and played around with Cursor since maybe 2023. I sure did. But for me, it was always mostly about the tab completion. And yeah, the agent mode was nice, but it got stuck frequently. It wasn't really that powerful, at least for me. But that changed at the end of last year, and I know it did for many. And therefore, 2026, also, of course, with OpenClaw and everything that's going on there, it definitely looks way more than the year of agents. So yeah, 1 year late, but therefore, the year of agents, the year of advantages and opportunities, but certainly also the year of uncertainty, of feeling overwhelmed, and of anxiety for many. And I totally get that too. And therefore, I'm super interested in, of course, also hearing in which camp you are or what your thoughts are here. What do you think about all that? What am I maybe missing when I say that I don't think that AI is a fad? By the way, I do think that it is a bubble. I do think that we will see the bubble burst, which will lead to things like way more expensive tokens. Maybe some companies will disappear, but the technology is here. It is helpful. It will not disappear, just to be clear about that. But yeah, let me know what you think, and let's see what the year has in store for us, I guess.